Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we're being joined by a couple of students and the drama teacher at Perry, Randy Peterson, as Perry High School presents the SpongeBob musical, which is taking place this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Perry Performing Arts Center. So we'll start off with Jesus Gonzalez, a senior. Jesus, what role will you be playing?
I'll be playing Mr. Eugene Krabs.
Okay, good. And then we have junior Ethan Jackson. Ethan, what about you?
I will be playing Sheldon J. Plankton.
Nice. And then next up, we have Riley Sergeant, a senior. Riley, who are you playing?
I will be playing Patrick Starr.
Cool. Then next is junior Hunter Ayers. Hunter, what about you?
I will be playing Squidward Q Tentacles.
And then last but not least, we have Andres Zarate, a junior. And Andres, who are you playing?
I will be playing Patchy the Pirate.
Okay, and then, of course, we have the drama director himself, Randy Peterson. And Randy, thanks so much for joining me. And
absolutely.
Obviously, you're not playing anybody, right?
No.
I was going to say, like, are you, so who's SpongeBob in the play?
SpongeBob is Alexa Nelson, so couldn't be with us, but she's great, too. Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay, cool. Obviously, you know, talking to you guys, this is the first time doing a SpongeBob musical, so Jesus, what are you excited about performance-wise?
I'm really excited about, I guess, my song, Daddy Knows Best. It's going to be really cool.
Cool. And then for Ethan, you're playing Plankton, who's obviously, you know, Mr. Krabs' enemy. So how have you kind of been prepared getting into character?
I've been working on coming off as more egotistical and becoming a high and mighty villain while still keeping very cartoony elements in the show.
Awesome. Riley, for you, how are you preparing for your character?
One of the things I've been working on is trying to develop what's called the dual consciousness. So in acting, there's a concept where you can be performing and you can also be aware that you are performing and be thinking about your performance. And so to make my performance better, I'm trying to make in-character choices that are very much like Patrick. That's fairly easy to do. He's a simple, dumb, cartoonish character. But then I'm also trying to analyze what I'm doing as I'm doing it and understand my relationship with the audience so that I satisfy their needs.
Way to get into character there. Hunter, what about you? What's your process been?
Well, I feel like mine's been kind of easier than everybody else's. Everybody kind of, if you've watched SpongeBob, you know, Squidward, he's just not there for it unless he's doing something you like. So it's just been a lot of, like, I get to be bored on stage. So I just get to, like, loll around and, like, when my time comes, like, during my song or, like, he, like, writes a musical that he wants to perform, like, he gets to, like, shine through and have his few moments where he really is happy, but he's not actually happy most of the time, so it's been pretty easy.
So do you get any clarinet solos?
Well, actually, yes. I get a clarinet solo. The pit plays it, but I act it.
Okay, cool. Well, looking forward to that. And then Andreas, how's things been going for you?
Well, I act like a pirate and I do whatever I really feel like doing at any given moment. That's kind of my character. I'm just like a really goofy pirate who gets angry like midway through the show. So it's been kind of easy for me. Just a little bit, you know.
Okay, that's not bad. And, you know, Randy, how long have, you know, the rehearsals and everything been going and how has that been going?
Well, the rehearsals have been going really well. I've been very proud of my students to put this one together. You know, with what happened in January, we've had kind of a reduced rehearsal process here. But the kids have really come together and made a really nice performance for everybody to watch this weekend.
Awesome. So how, I guess, far in advance did you decide we want to do SpongeBob?
We always pick out the musicals in the fall. And so we've known that we were doing SpongeBob here in April since October.
Okay, cool. And so again, you got, you know, three different performances. The 12th and 13th are both at 7 p.m. And then you got the 14th at 2 o'clock. You know, what can the audience expect from that?
I think the thing that the audience can expect most of all is just a really bright, fun, happy show. It's really funny and really fun for the whole family to come out to. We've worked really hard on making a show that I think will be really enjoyable for everybody to come out and see.
Okay, and so I gotta ask, you know, I'm guessing, are the costumes
Is that a thing or no?
They're something.
Hunter is rubbing his forehead right now because he does have the Squidward legs.
Okay.
So he walks around with four legs the whole show, which is incredibly funny. Mr. Krabs walks around with crab hands the whole show. Plankton's got a little puppet he walks around with. So yeah, it's a ton of fun to costume this show.
Okay, cool. You know, looking forward to that. Most people obviously are familiar with SpongeBob, and so you know, actually one of the, I would say, most well-known, you know, childhood shows. Should be fun. I guess we'll go around the room one more time. And what are you looking forward to the most, Jesus, about performing?
Mostly looking forward to just acting as Krabs, just being greedy all the time with her money and everything like that.
A good answer, a good way to do that. For Ethan, what about you?
I have a lot of very difficult scenes that happen in Time with the Pit, and it's going to be a really fun challenge to perform with this like evil music in the background.
Yeah, I mean, man, this is going to be something to watch. Riley, for you?
I think what I'm most excited about for this performance is, in the past shows I've done, I've usually been the bad guy and played the roles that the audience doesn't connect with very much. And so in this show, I'm a more sympathetic character. Patrick is one of the main protagonists. He's more emotionally complex. And so I'm excited to connect with the audience.
For Hunter, is it the four legs? Is that what you're excited about?
I'd say that's the thing I'm least excited about, because it's you haven't walked until you've walked with extra feet, okay? It's crazy. But as crazy as it is, it's such a fun costume, and I'm really excited to have to do a tap song with four legs. It's a journey.
It's certainly, and yeah, we'll see how that comes together. And then Andreas, for you with Patchy the Pirate.
I think the thing I'm looking forward to the most is just like the amount of humor and fourth wall breaking that goes along with my character. Because I literally interact with the crowd for like, I won't spoil it, but I interact with the crowd a good amount.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, no, you'll have to come out to the performance to watch. Again, performances are April 12th, 13th, and 14th at the Perry Performing Arts Center. And Randy, where can people go to get more information?
Yeah, so you can buy tickets online at bit.ly/PerrySB. You can also buy tickets at the door before every show.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you guys for joining me. Again, we've been joined by Senior Jesus Gonzalez, Junior Ethan Jackson, Senior Riley Sergeant, Junior Hunter Ayers, and Junior Andreas Zarate, and Java Director Randy Peterson. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And that is our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.